Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Again, another day in the studio. What's the latest on the bushfires from the last 24 hours, Emma?
Well, we had a big hookup last night again with the Premier, which we do at the end of every day. And, you know, the bushfire ban, the total fire ban, is still on until the 12th. And so they've extended that. But the weather conditions look to be a lot better as this week goes on. So the total heat wave condition is restricted right to the north of Queensland and the north of Northern Australia from tomorrow, actually. So our heat waves are gone. And as we can see, you know, we can feel it today. The temperatures are a whole lot better. Those thunderstorms last night did a little bit of good, and we didn't want too much rain because what happens when, particularly on hillsides, of course, when you've got a big fire go through like went through up at Yungla, and also you know, right throughout the place like Boomsbury and Carmilla and Ilbilby, it just turns the ground rock hard.
Yeah,
and then you get, you know, flash flooding if you get more than half an inch of rain in under an hour. So, you know, those sorts of things we've got to look at. But I think last night's rain was absolutely fantastic. Had a beautiful text from Youngland that said from Tess at the chalet said it's raining.
Oh,
hallelujah!
It's so good.
Brilliant.
There's more on the way apparently, so we're looking forward to hopefully, you know, getting some rain around the place to cool things down a bit and, you know, to try and help those firefighters out. You know, they've done such a great job.
Absolutely.
Such a great job.
Outstanding. And they'll be looking for the rain too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the really interesting things that came out of yesterday's conference when we had a chance to talk about, you know, the things that happen out of all of this. An astronomically high number of snake bites throughout Queensland
wow.
now.
Really? Of course. You know, they'd the be on the move, wouldn't
yes,
they?
As the snakes are on the move.
Yeah, yeah.
So watch out for snakes. You know, the snakes are now dislodged from their, you know, their normal environment, and they're all over the place. And bats, particularly in Cairns and Townsville with the high heat, the bats have been falling out of the trees. People have been picking up bats and getting scratched. And you know what diseases can be carried by bats. So that's a very interesting thing to just keep in the back of your mind. If there's a dead bat, you think it's dead, long-handled shovel, and get rid of it that way, dispose of it that way. Don't pick them up. Don't ever pick a bat up that's on the ground.
I heard colonies of like 300 of them were dying in Cairns.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Huge numbers.
The high heat was just making them fall out of trees. So, you know, those are a couple of the we never normally have time to talk about things like that. It's always very serious bushfires. But some of the health and recovery, and we're well and truly into recovery mode right now. So the Deputy Mayor, Amanda Cam, and Councillor May went to Bloomsbury yesterday. And that's another community that's, you know, been fighting the fire a lot on the front. You know, it's a very agriculturally based fire. It's been going for a long time up there at Bloomsbury. And the weather conditions really exacerbated it over the last few days, as you know. So, look, things are looking a lot calmer. The fires are still there. We've still got fire fronts on about five areas. The fires are still there. We still have to be vigilant, but you know, I think today's going to be a much better day.
Well, good stuff. Fingers crossed for that. Look, we'll have all the details as they come to hand here at the Triple M newsroom and, of course, on air. Thank you so much, Greg, for joining us once again.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
I've been saying it every day, but you're doing such a great job in keeping us up to date. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
All right, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Hey, Taylor's in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll get to her next to Triple M.